Saying goodbye was always the worst part of a trip for Holly Kendall. As such, she was tongue-tied while standing there at the Portland International Airport with her brother Stuart, 2 years her senior, at 33, and as cute as a button 7-year-old twin daughters, Dottie and Carrie. What was supposed to be a mid-August weekend trip from Houston had stretched into 3 days, but still seemed like far too little time. It would just give her an excuse to come back for a visit sooner than later.
"Well, guess you'd better get out of here, or you'll have us all in tears," Stuart said, scratching his pate through short, dark hair.
"I suppose." Holly had sworn she would keep it together at this point, but could she help it if they were the only family she had, aside from her father? Her mother had died suddenly 5 years ago. A year later, Stuart's wife had left him to raise their daughters all by himself. Who said life was ever fair? Holly bent down and gave the girls a hug and a big kiss. "You take care of your daddy, you hear?"
"We will," Carrie said tearfully. "Promise,"
Dottie followed. "Good girls." Holly stood up and hugged Stuart, who at 6'3 was 6 inches taller. "Maybe next time Dad will come with me."
"Yeah, right," Stuart scoffed. "I can count on one hand the times he's visited since we've lived here."
"He doesn't like to be too far away from home," Holly said. "At least, not since Mum passed away. But hey, never say never."
"I won't. And that includes never saying you won't meet Mr. Wright and start your own family someday," Stuart told her.
"I'll believe it when I see it." It wasn't that she had no faith such a person existed. It was more a matter of him never quite materializing in her busy world so that they were on the same page at the same time. She hadn't exactly given up trying. But between her work as a weekend anchor, volunteer work, and hanging out with her friends, she honestly wasn't sure there was any time left in her life right now for a man. Holly waved goodbye before going through security and heading for her gate. Having a half hour or so before boarding, she stopped in a store and purchased an Oregonian newspaper, bottled water, and some mints. When she neared the gate, Holly could see that it would be a full flight. So what else was new these days, as airliners consolidated and looked for every cost-cutting measure? She saw an empty seat right next to a good-looking man. He was bald, well-dressed, and seemed quite content to stare off into space with deep gray-brown eyes. Of course, that changed when he saw her approaching, and he gave her his undivided attention. A moment of self-consciousness swept over Holly as he assessed her from head to toe. She was dressed casually with little makeup. Her shoulder-length wavy black hair was in a convenient ponytail. "What difference does it make if I'm not at my best?" she thought. "It's not like I'm trying to impress him to ask me out on a date or anything." "Is the seat taken?" she asked calmly, with no indication otherwise.
"It is now," he said, an amused grin playing on his lips. He moved a briefcase over that had been sitting on the floor in front of the chair, clearing the way.
"Thank you." The instant she sat down, Holly got a whiff of the man's strong cologne. It was Obsession, which happened to be Stuart's favorite. She preferred something a bit more mellow and on the spicy side. But then she realized it wasn't her that he was trying to impress. He probably had a lady waiting when he reached his final destination, which may or may not be Houston. Holly had the folded newspaper on her lap as she tried to get comfortable in the chair when the man beside her grabbed the paper.
"You mind if I take a look at the sports section?" he asked.
She shot him a cold stare. Snatching it from him, she responded, "Actually, I do mind. Maybe you should ask before you assume." He cocked a thick brow.
"Maybe I should have, but for some reason, I didn't think you were into sports."
"That's beside the point," she said stiffly. "I prefer to be asked for something that belongs to me, rather than simply taking it."